Stop it, big buck. 3,000 in a spin. Stop it, big buck. 3,000 in a spin. 9,000, 2,200. Stop it, a winner.
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. Now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tabarkas.
Thank you, John Harlan, and hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. Once again, we're here to be talking about a lot of money. We always give away a lot of money because our players earn a lot of money. They also get whammies once in a while. This is kind of like our own little soap opera, so stay with us because we're now going to meet the three players who are going to be vying for the big bucks on Press Your Luck, starting with Giovanni Elmore. How are you, Giovanni?
All right. How are you doing, Peter?
Good. Now, what do you do?
Well, I'm a full-time student at Santa Monica College. I live at the beach, and I love it. I swim. Run, lift weights. I'm just loving life in L.A.
You can understand why, Giovanni. You're looking for some big bucks here, right?
Yeah.
All right, best of luck to you.
Thanks.
And our second player is Betty Hintz. How are you, Betty?
Fine, thank you.
Betty has her cheering section. And what do you do, Betty?
I'm a teacher of the deaf on Long Island, New York, and I'm presently on a maternity leave with my beautiful one-year-old daughter, Alexandra.
Well, that's wonderful, Betty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're here to also make some big bucks, right?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Good luck to you, Betty. Let's talk for a moment with our champion, Judy Kirk, with $10,049. Judy, what are you going to do with the money except you can buy a lot of pantyhose to make little
lots
figures.
Lots of pantyhose. Mm-hmm. I can really go into business now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take and spend my money on my trips.
Uh-huh. You're going to spend the money on the trip?
Yeah, get some scuba gear and go diving in Virgin Islands. I don't know what I'll buy for Rome. Yeah.
I understand. But you're looking for more bucks, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots more.
We get a lot of greedy people on the show. I can understand that. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Well, you know how you do it? You give me some answers. A buzzed-in answer to these questions is worth three spins. A multiple-choice answer is worth one spin. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go. Just below the knee, just above the knee, or at the knee? When asked, where did more women say they liked the length of their skirts to be? Betty?
Just below the knee.
All right. Is the correct answer just below the knee, just above the knee, or at the knee? Giovanni?
Just below the knee.
Just below the knee. What do you think, Judy?
Just at the knee.
Just at the knee. Well, the gals say they like their skirts just above the knee. Yeah. No one got it. So we'll go to question two. All right. According to USA Today, what fraction of American households subscribe to a pay TV service? Giovanni?
1/4.
1/4. Is the correct answer 1/4, 1/2, or 3/4? Betty?
Could you repeat the question, please?
According to USA Today, what fraction of American households subscribe to a pay TV service? 1/4, 1/2, or 3/4?
1/2.
1/2. Judy, what do you think?
1/4.
1/4. The pay TV subscribed to by 1/4 of the Americans. Home. Giovanni picks up three spins because he buzzed in. And Judy gets a spin, and we're going to the third question. Here we go. Here's one from the Press Your Luck Trivia Corner. That's about two blocks down. Yeah, and across on the other side, but you have to wait for the light. According to the title of this hit song from Meredith Wilson's popular Broadway show, The Music Man, what did the pretty young Marion do for a living? Betty?
Librarian.
Is the correct answer librarian, school teacher, or dressmaker? Giovanni?
Librarian.
Librarian. What do you think, Judy?
Librarian.
Marion. The librarian. Yeah, the librarian. Giovanni goes to 4. Betty picks up 3 because he buzzed in, and Judy goes to 2. I'm quitting this show and I'm going on the road. Yeah, the producer would like that. Here we go with the last question. In what month does daylight savings time always end? Judy.
October.
Is the correct answer October, November, or December? Giovanni?
November.
November. Betty?
October.
Well, it's always bye-bye to daylight savings time in October. Giovanni stays at 4, Betty goes to 4, and he goes in, but he goes to 5. We're all getting a chance to spend those things in a bucks. We come back and stay with us. You too. We're coming back. Board with $13,000 on it, some surprises and prizes, and a few whammies, so you want to be careful. Remember, the player who ends his round with the most money gets to play last in the final round, and that's kind of where you want to be from a strategic point of view. Remember, you can pass remaining spins anytime during your turn. If you have a fear of the whammy, four whammies put you out of the game. Everybody knows that, so player, let's see who will go first. Least spins, tie between Giovanni and Betty. Giovanni, you to my left. You go first. Four of them.
Ready?
Here we go. Stop at $500. Yeah. Three spins, $500. Press you up the pass. Here we go.
Go for it. Come on. Take the chance.
Stop. Stop, Adam. Punch that.
Yeah.
That punch that's valued at $585. You're on your 1,085. Two spins.
So I'm going. I'm going. Go for it. Come on. No winning. Come on. Stop.
Stop at $400. Yeah. You're at 1,485. One spin left. First place. Press your luck to pass.
I'm going to pass.
Pass both to Betty or Judy. Who would like to give it to?
I'll give it to Judy.
What a nice gesture. Judy, you get the one spin. You don't take it yet because we go. No, it goes to Judy, not Betty. Betty stays at four. Are you ready, Betty?
Okay,
here we go.
Yes. All right. Big bucks for Betty. Stop.
Stop at 500 and a spin. 500 bucks, second place. You still have your four spins, Betty.
I'm going.
All right. Stop it. Move one space. A sleeper sofa or 200 and a spin?
200 and a spin, please.
200 and a spin. You have it. That's $700. You still have four spins. Betty?
I'm going.
He's going.
All right. One more, Betty. Stop.
Stop it. Balance chairs. This can go on top of the Flocati rug if you get it carefully. $390. You're at 1,090. Three spins. And here we go. All right.
Stop
it up.
Golly,
get down, Jim Brown. All right, two spins, no dollars, and one whammy. Betty, you want to start again?
Golly.
Here we go. Golly.
Stop
at $525. You're back in the chips, Betty. One spin left. What are you going to do with it? Second place. One whammy, one spin. Here we go.
Big bucks.
Stop at a sleeper sofa.
Okay.
Betty, that sleeper sofa is valued at $899. You're back up in the chip. Four figures, $1,424. Second place. Judy, one spin you have to take before we can deal with a five.
Okay.
Here you go,
okay.
Jim.
Big bucks. No whammy. Big bucks.
Stop at $300. Right. Third place, now you have five spins. You can play or pass.
Oh, I'm going to test my luck. Okay, let's go. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at 350.
Okay.
That's 650. Third place, four spins. Press your luck or pass. There you go.
Okay, let's go. One more time. Let's go. Let's do it again. Stop.
Stop at 200 and a spin.
Okay.
850. Four spins. You're moving up, but you're still in third place. Here we go.
Okay, let's go. Big bucks. Come on. Let's move up there. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 500, big bucks. 1350, you're getting close. Three spins. Gonna go again. All right.
Okay, let's go.
Only one whammy so
big
far.
Bucks. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at an electric typewriter, Judy. That's worth $500. You're in first place with 1850. Two spins left. You have almost 400 more than Giovanni. You're going again. Everybody wants first place.
One more time. One more
round
time.
Two.
Stop
at 300 and a spin. 2150. You still have your two spins, almost 700 more than Giovanni.
Go again.
Yeah, Giovanni. stock that watches. Those watches are valued at $345 due to your $24.95. One spin left. You're going to pass it. It goes to Giovanni, player with the next highest amount of money. You have to take it, Giovanni. Here we go. First place is at stake. Stop at $450. Giovanni, you are at $19.35. Getty at $14.24. And Judy Kemp, $24.95. You have the advantage in first place. We're coming right back with a whole new round, so stick with us. The fun's just starting. All right, players, ready to do it again?
Yeah.
Good, I got the questions, you'll give me the answers, and you'll get the spins. Here we go. In the rock and roll department, there was Paul Revere and the Raiders, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Sly and the Family Stone. But the revival of the 1950s song Rock Around the Clock brings back to mind Bill Haley and the Whites. Judy?
Evertones.
All right, is the correct answer Evertones, Dominoes, or Comets? Giovanni?
Comets.
Betty?
Comets.
It's Bill Haley and the Comets. You got it. Giovanni gets a spin. Betty gets a spin. And Judy would like to go back in time.
Can I please?
Right? Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Happens to the best of us. Here we go with question two. Just about everyone knows our president is in his 70s. Recently, our vice president, George Bush, turned an important birthday. How old is the VP? Okay, multiple choice. You give me an answer. If it's right, you get a spin. George Bush turned an important birthday. Is George Bush 55, 60, or 65? Giovanni?
65.
Betty?
65.
65. Judy?
65.
George isn't going to like you guys because he's 60. Yeah, only 60. No spins. Next question.
Go.
Don't write him. He won't return your letter. What vegetable is cheap, always available, and the essential ingredient in coleslaw and sauerkraut? Judy.
Cabbage.
Is the correct answer cabbage, cucumber, or lettuce? Giovanni.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Betty.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. It's coleslaw. It must be cabbage. You got it. Giovanni goes to two. Betty to two. And Judy doesn't, so he goes to three. Here is the fourth and final question. According to the famous quote by F.E. Smedley, all's fair in love and... Betty.
War.
War is the correct answer. War, marriage, or divorce, Giovanni?
War.
War. Let's go to Judy.
War.
Yeah, it's all fair in love and war. Giovanni goes to three, Betty to five, Judy to four. That's the last question. These players taking all those things they did for, decided he's going to walk away with all those bucks. So come on back. Players, this is what you've been waiting for. You have the attack on the big, the assault on the board. $80,000 up there waiting to be won. One prize worth more than $5,000. And there's some whammies, so you want to be careful because they'll take away all your bucks. And speaking of bucks, Judy with $24.95, you have first place since you won round one. So you get to relax. We go to Betty with $14.24. She goes first with five spins. Betty, big bucks.
Big bucks, Big bucks.
Stop at $1,400. 28-24, four spins left. You're in first place, Betty.
I'm going.
All right.
Big bucks for Betty. Stop.
All right, Betty. Two whammies, no dollars. Stepped on his line there. Hurt himself, I hope. Three spins left, Betty. What are you going to do?
I'm going.
All right.
Big bucks, 5,000, stop!
Stop at all. Hopefully he's gone forever. But Betty, you have three whammies. One more and you're out of the game. You have no dollars and two spins. What do you want to do?
I'm going.
Okay, Betty. Got you. Betty's looking for some bucks. No more whammies.
Stop
at $2,000. Second place, one spin left, three whammies, $2,000. What are you going to do now, Betty?
I'm going.
Okay, you're going again. Please come on in. Stop at 2250. All right, Betty. 4250 is what you wound up with. That's a tidy sum. First place for now. Let's see what Giovanni can do with three spins in 1935. Stop it all. Betty. Giovanni, one whammy, no dollars, two spins. Your 1935 is gone, but you have two spins.
I need big bucks.
All right, here we go.
Come on, big bucks, please. Big bucks.
Stop at 2250. Back in the chip. Third place, one spin left.
I got to go.
All right.
Got to go.
Big bucks.
Big bucks, please. Big bucks, please. No, whammy, stop.
Stop at 0. The ship took your money with him, Giovanni. No dollars, two whammies. The game is not over, however. We're going to go to Judy with $24.95. Our champ has four spins. Judy?
Okay.
Here we go.
Big
box,
big box, no whammies, no whammies. Stop!
Stop at a windjammer cruise, Judy. You're going to be a very busy lady. You have a cruise worth $2,686. You're at $5,181. First place, three spins. Here we go.
Let's go. Okay. Get some money in here. I need some money for my trip. Let's go.
Stop at Curacao, another trip. Another trip that was worth $2,552, Judy. You bring up to $7,733. Two spins left, you're in first place by about $3,500. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go.
Here she
goes.
Let's
go.
Looking
for
bucks.
Big bucks. Come on, big bucks. Please, no whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. Gone. One spin left, no dollars. All right, if you're going to pass it, it's going to be passed to Betty. You're going to pass, so give it to Betty. There we go. Now, Betty, if you whammy, Giovanni and Judy both come back because they both have $0 and they won't be out of the game. If, on the other hand, you get some money, then you will be the champ and come back next time. All right? Looking for big buck, 4253 whammy. One spin you have to take. Let's see who it's going to be. Is it going to be Betty or Giovanni?
Betty's
going to win me. Stop. Stop at $1,250. And Betty's going to get $500. You're the champ today. We'll come back and talk to you about your winnings right after this word.
Ever wonder why those guys on Match Game acted the way they did?
I'll have a vodka martini on the rocks.
We can't quite put our finger on it.
Isn't it about time the house brought a drink?
Must be something in the water. Have a ball with Match Game weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Sherlock. All right, we're back with today's big dress. Your luck winner, Betty, with $5,500, Betty. And it's all in cash. Congratulations, $5,500 in cash. And let's see, Judy, you're leaving us with $10,049. Congratulations. Good having you with us. Enjoy all those trips.
Thank you.
And Giovanni, you're leaving us with some nice prizes. I thank you for being with us.
Thanks.
And before we leave, here's some sage advice from Susan Venice of Williston, North Dakota. She writes in, "Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. When pressing your luck, you learn to duck. Or at least give the whammy some room." A lot of room. I tell you, that's the truth. We're going to see Betty next time. Until then, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
National Collectors Mint proudly announces the limited edition 2001 Christmas ornament, American Heroes, a tribute to those brave firefighters who gave their all to protect our freedom this historic year. Finely crafted and richly layered with 23-karat gold, the ornament depicts a deeply emotional scene fixed forever in the American soul. Three brave firemen pause in the midst of ruin to raise the flag. As they lift their faces to the stars and stripes, they lift our spirits and renew our faith in human courage. To honor them, National Collectors Mint will donate $5 of every order to this official Firefighters Relief Fund. The filigree detail glows with richly layered 23-karat gold. As the three-dimensional artwork turns in the light, its symbolic spirit will instill your home with renewed pride and patriotism. In a further spirit of giving, National Collectors Mint will include this dazzling free gift for you. United We Stand displays Lady Liberty shimmering in the harbor, gloriously festooned with stars and stripes. It is a festive, triumphant companion to American heroes. This set comes with an individually numbered certificate of authenticity, beautifully packaged for gift giving. When all the fires are finally spent and the snowflakes fall on Ground Zero, a new kind of glory will rise up as every home honors the spirit of these great American heroes. The limited edition 2001 Christmas ornament is available on this special TV offer for just $29.95. Remember, $5 of every order will be donated to the Firefighters Relief Fund. And when the holidays are over, keep American heroes on display year-round. Let it be a constant statement of your pride in these men for all seasons, these shining American heroes. We must limit 5 per caller. Don't wait. Call now. Have your credit card ready and call 1-800-972-3700. Remember, $5 from every order will benefit the Firefighters Fund. Call 1-800-972-3700.
Check it out. Bob Eubanks hosts the Newlywed Game and the New Newlywed Game, followed by the $1.98 Beauty Show and Hollywood Showdown.
Presentation.